Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Well, I think if you're the Lions, you have to take a little ownership, okay? They
sure,
had a lot of
course.
Red zone opportunities from a standpoint, and they kick field goals. But in the end, Trey Flowers gets two bad calls against him. And listen, I get it. The officials have a tough job. But we as players, we only get 16 shots at this, and each one of them count a lot. And for the officials, in a crucial situation, okay, there's a sack one time, and you call Trey Flowers for illegal hands to the face, and then you basically end the game with another what I would call bogus illegal hands to the face. I think the Lions are going to feel like they outplayed the Packers tonight and that the officials took this one away.
Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. I want to remind you that Thursday night we're going to be out on the road. It's the Bill Michaels Huddle heading out to Joe Mama's. Colgate. Great people out there. Joe's fantastic. He's a really, really good guy. And we're looking forward to coming back there again this year. Last year was our first time, and the place was packed. We had a blast out there. So looking forward to heading out there again this coming Thursday night. All brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. I bring him in now, Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider. Michael, how you doing?
Good. Joe Mama's, as I remember, got kind of a Cajun feel to it as well.
Yeah, it was good. We had a lot of fun out there last night.
And delicious food and lots of fun folks out there.
Yep, no doubt.
I'm doing better than the Lions' safety, Tracy Walker, who was just beside himself last night at his locker in the visitors' locker room after that loss. I mean, they just felt that some of the calls that he had on him for pass interference were just outrageous, and he called some of those calls awful five times. Here's Tracy Walker in the Lions locker room.
Right now, from what I just saw, honestly, I'm just going off of bad calls right now. I feel like we left plays out there, and it was just some bad calls out there left out.
It seems like that's been a theme across the NFL.
Detroit versus everybody.
I wasn't even saying Detroit.
I'm saying Detroit versus everybody. It's awful.
With bad calls, you think that's an issue league-wide?
Definitely. I mean, no, that's above my pay grade. But, you know, like I said, just off of my game tonight, you know, it was awful. When you playing balls to the wall and you giving it all you got every day, every down, you know, things happen. Little cuts like this, bruises, nicks and bruises, they're going to happen. So it comes with the game.
Yeah, and he said, you know, it's Detroit against the world. That's, you know, the way they felt with this thing. Will Redmond, number 25, filling in at safety with Darnell Savage out with the ankle sprain. And, you know, he had looked like a nice place on Marvin Jones. And, you know, it's these pass interference calls, Bill. I mean, you know, 1 minute it's pass interference, the next minute they're letting him play football.
Right.
It just seems to be inconsistent. Give credit to Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford after the game. When asked, you know, do you feel like you guys missed out on some pass interference calls or some of the third down penalties? You know, do you ever feel like Detroit ends up being a victim of these calls?
No, can't. You guys got better views of them all than we do. We just go out there and play. We know we're not playing the officials, playing the Packers. Calls are going to go your way, go against you. I got no clue which ones were close or not, but that's the way it goes.
Look, I said last night, Mike, you and I talked on the way home. Yeah, the call sucked, but you had numerous efforts. You had three turnovers and only converted one into a touchdown. You had 12 men on the field during what was going to be a field goal attempt by the Packers that turned out being a field goal attempt and ended up being a touchdown. They shot themselves in the foot numerous times.
Plenty of mental errors like that, no question. Did you see the one still they had of a guy? One of the defensive backs' job was actually out there to count the guys.
He's
the 12th man on the field,
yeah,
and he's counting 11 guys.
Right.
You know, what I thought was interesting, though, is that their red zone efficiency was pretty close, actually a little better than the Packers. They had 33% last night. The Packers only had 25. Matt Patricia, in his second year as a head coach, he knows enough not to say anything about officiating from the podium. Well, that's going to be a major fine for him out of his own pocket. But, you know, there's a lot of people talking about this Trey Flowers spot. Former Patriot, he's brought into Detroit defensive line. And not once but twice, he's got his hand on David Bakhtiari's, the top of his shoulder pads, and the collar of his shoulder pads right underneath his chin. And they call that hands to face. And these were two critical drives. This is the ones that ends up being the touchdown to Alan Lazard from Aaron Rodgers. And then on what turned out to be the field goal drive. And so Matt Patricia was asked, you know, what do you think about those hands-to-face calls? Because today, Bill, the owners are all in Fort Lauderdale. They got the fall owners meetings. And this is the top headline right now in the league. Some of these bad calls on Monday Night Football. How bad of a problem we got? How are we going to fix it? And here's what Matt Patricia said after the loss.
We all know we can't have those penalties, you know, whatever it was that caused those to take place. So we're going to go back, take a look at it, make sure we're coaching it better, make sure we're doing the right things. And, the good thing about this squad, I love coaching this squad. They're a tough team. They're mentally tough. They know it. That's a great locker room in there. They're pulling together right now. They're all stepping up and doing everything that they can to try to get it right, you know. So we don't got a lot of time to reflect. We got to move forward. We're on a short week. We got to get going. We got Minnesota coming in home, and we got to travel here tonight. So we got to get the stuff from the game cleaned up, and we got to push forward and get ready for next week. It's a long season. There's a lot of games, a lot of good teams. It's a fine line in the NFL every single week. So we got to get moving in the right direction.
Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more, and we'll also talk about one of the guys that changed the face of the Green Bay Packers offense when we come back. Don't forget, Mike and I are going to be down in Miami this year. Looking forward to heading down there. Compliments of a lot of great sponsors, and one of them being our friends at Usinger. Usinger right now. Go to usinger.com because they have all the gift boxes. Those are starting to get rolled out for the holiday season, believe it or not. So go to usinger.com. Also, my buddy Gino and the whole gang that's in Giorgio Pizzeria and the Napoletana Pizzeria and Calderon Club. Downtown, Old World 3rd Street in Kilbourne, right there on the corner. They take us every year, and they pair up that Bill Michaels pizza with our friends from Point Brewing and Cider Boys. Cider Boys, fantastic stuff. That apple cider, First Press, is the one that they pair it up with. There's all kinds of different variations, but First Press is fantastic. So thanks to them for taking us down to Miami this year as well. When we come back, we'll talk about the guy that changed the face of the offense last night for Aaron Rodgers. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Third down and 5. Rodgers, same side. And this time, it's in the hands of Lazard. Incredible play. 35-yard touchdown.
We got to do our job, and they're going to do their job. And if they can't, you know, if they're having a hard day, it's our job to keep him in the game. And we did that long enough for Aaron to make two great throws and Adam Lazard to step up and make some big plays for us. That's what it's about. That's called a team win. And when you win like that, a lot of adversity, but it feels good when you get the win.
Those are the words of Tremaine Williams, and welcome back to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. Hey, a reminder, coming up this Sunday, immediately following the Packers and the Oakland Raiders, Gary Ellison and I are going to be back at our perch over there at Hinterland. Make sure you stop by. We have the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. Looking forward to it, so come on by. Say hi to us. We had a great crowd in there last night as the Packers got a win, and a lot of people celebrating after the fact. Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Mike, one of the guys that tipped the scales was an unknown until this season, and that was Lazard. I mean, Aaron Rodgers goes to the sideline and says, man, I'm struggling here. This guy I have a feeling about. And they bring him in, and lo and behold, he gets the winning touchdown.
Yeah, you're in the game last night.
Or gets
night.
A touchdown, I should say.
Yeah, Davante Adams still out with a turf toe. Who knows how long that's going to take for him to come back. Marquez Valdes-Scantling is in the game. He had a nice big catch, but there's the one play where he got hit in the back of the knee and had to leave for a while. He was able to return. And then that hard hit on Geronimo Allison. That was really, you know, probably your best guy out there right now at wide receiver. Now, Allison was able to leave the field on his own feet, but he left with a chest injury and going through the concussion protocol. He was out for the rest of the night. And so pretty soon now, you start getting pretty thin at wide receiver. If MVS isn't out there, you had Jake Kummer out there. Darius Shepard, who, you know, he muffed the punt, and they had the one ball that bounced off his face mask. And I was watching Baker Mayfield and the Browns game against the Seahawks. He's driving down the field, which could have been the winning touchdown, and he throws a ball to his one of his backup running backs. The ball, it bounces off his hands. It was a well-thrown football, but it bounces off his hands. The Seahawks intercept, and that was pretty much the end of the game. And when that moment happened, I'm watching that game with Cleveland, I said, see, this is what Aaron Rodgers is talking about, trust. You know, it's not always just the route and being in the right place. It's if I'm going to put the ball on your face mask from 45 yards away, you're going to catch it. You're going to secure the football. It's not going to bounce off and turn into an interception for the Lions and kill a scoring drive, and that's what happened to Darius Shepard last night. So, yeah, Aaron Rodgers goes to the receivers coach, Alice Whitted, and says, you know what, put 13 in, which I find amazing. But this Alan Lazard is a guy who grew up in the Des Moines area, played high school football, played for Iowa State, played in the Liberty Bowl, didn't get drafted in a heavy receiver class. He's 6'5", 227, smart kid. Jacksonville Jaguars brought him in. He didn't make the cut, but they put him on practice squad, and so he is in Jacksonville on the practice squad all last fall. By the way, Nathaniel Hackett would have been working with him. You're now your offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Nathaniel was there during that season. And the Packers signed him with a couple of weeks to go in December. That's before Hackett got hired by LaFleur. And then all through the spring, I kept talking about how deep they were at wide receiver, and this was one of the guys. Now, when it came to the cutdown day, Gutekunst cut him, then brought him back up, you know, to practice squad. He was pretty disappointed that happened. It was interesting, during training camp, Aaron Rodgers pointed out about Alan Lazard and said, this is really a bright guy, and talked about a lot of the things that he had going for him. He says, I can't believe he didn't get drafted. So the next day we went to Alan and said, did you hear the things that Aaron Rodgers said about you? He says, oh, yeah. He said, my text blew up. You know, friends were, because he went on Twitter, and he said, do you hear from 100 of your friends? Like, boy, I know Aaron Rodgers is singing your praises. And he said, yeah, I got to admit, when I heard that Aaron had said those nice things about me, my sixth-grade kid came out in me. You know, he's got an interesting way of describing things, including that 35-yard touchdown catch last night against the Lions.
I honestly had a really good feeling I was going to come to my way just because of the play call and just the leverage that I got from the corner. So when I finally got out of my break, I looked back, tried to look into the lights and just find the black dot, and it just, you know, fell right into my arms.
Follow the black dot. That way it's, don't grab the bright white light. You know, they always tell you don't go near the light.
Yeah, no doubt. That black dot's probably the thing that I want. So Rodgers not only goes to the receivers coach and says, I think you should put 13 in there as part of the rotation. Then Aaron Rodgers says once Alan Lazard got in the huddle last night, he was even more impressed.
The thing that that got me was what you love as a quarterback, and that's when your receiver's coming back and telling you he wants the ball and what routes he wants to run. The big first down we had to him on the out route, that was him coming back in the huddle telling me what play he wanted. And for a young guy to do that, how can he not have confidence in that?
And that's kind of big. I mean, I when I first heard that, I thought, wonder if he was just kind of, pulling our leg. But the more he was serious about it and started to talk about it, Mike, That's big for a young guy to come up to the to come up to Aaron Rodgers and say, "You're coming back to me. Come back to me. I got this. I can do that." That type of thing. That's a level of comfort and confidence that you don't see out of young guys.
I think what Aaron Rodgers is saying here is this guy's got the body type. Okay, Marquez Valdes-Scantling is not the guy I can throw to on 3rd and 7 that can take the hit on the sidelines. This 6'5", 227-pound kid can, and you know he's a pretty easy target. He's pretty smart. You know, at the end of the day, all these guys had good hands. You know, they rarely dropped footballs during training camp and practice, and that's why it was such an impressive group. Now, I sat there and watched series after series in the second and third quarter of that game last night, and you're looking at Aaron Rodgers, and he's in shotgun, and he's back there, and he's got time, and they're not bringing the blitz. They're just trying to contain him. And it's just like 1, 2, 3. Oh, it's like, you know, if he'd thrown that ball a half second quicker, he might have hit that guy.
Mm-hmm.
The receivers were covered. It seemed like, you know, the lines kind of had the patterns of those routes. They had 2 weeks to prepare for this game that they had those things figured out. And then the other thing is, it's just where's Aaron Rodgers under center? Because that's what this LaFleur offense is also supposed to offer. You have such a better job of setting up the play action and the jet sweeps and all these plays when you're under center than when you're in shotgun. Now, Rodgers, remember, was limited in practice with a knee injury last week. And so did they have him in shotgun because he's not as mobile as he'd like to be? Is that why they had him in shotgun so much? So I asked him about the shotgun thing last night, and if he just felt that the passing game was out of sync, at least through the second and third quarter.
Well, we wanted to run the ball out of shotgun a little bit, and I think we ran the ball pretty efficiently at times. They were dropping, seven guys a lot of the night. Not really many pressure snaps. There was probably one or two, and there were more delayed pressure stuff, other than the four-minute part of the last drive. They covered them up pretty good. They got a good secondary. You know, they were covering us up.
Mike, I know that he said he wanted to run the ball out of shotgun a lot. Now, you had mentioned that he had that knee injury during the week that might have hampered him. Do you think it was just because they didn't want him roaming around back there?
I just wonder. I mean, he didn't talk about it. I tried to see if he would talk open about it, but I just think that if he's not as mobile, this has happened in years past. What have they done? Like when he had the calf injury,
They
put him in the shotgun
right.
For the whole game.
Yep, no doubt. When you kind of, move on from that, you start to look at the remainder of this game. I thought, for what he had, Aaron Rodgers, for dancing around and the way he was able to kind of be in sync and then out of sync, and then it doesn't seem, Mike, like they've put a full four quarters together even as of yet.
No, they haven't. I think that I was impressed by Jamal Williams coming back from a trip to the hospital with a headshot,
right.
2 weeks ago against the Eagles, and he comes back in the game last night, and he's got 14 carries for 104 yards. He busted a career high, the one that went 45 yards. He was averaging 7 yards a carry. They also threw the ball to him, too. I mean, he had 4 catches for 32 yards and a nice one for 16 yards and, the touchdown. And then how smart is Jamal Williams to – when you still got a minute or two left on the clock, and Matthew Stafford has had 34 comeback victories in the last 2 minutes in his career. He's good at it. And you saw how they could move the ball around last night. Jamal Williams instead goes down at the 3 yard line so that they could set up for, run the clock out and set up for a walk off field goal attempt for Mason Crosby. And Jamal was asked about the temptation of scoring that running touchdown at the end of the game.
I was, I wanted to. But I'm like, do what's best for the team. That's why I just sat down on there. But luckily I got, great teammates talking to me before the play and just already letting me know, hey, they might just let you score, just get down. So I'm just grateful that I got just experienced players on my team that just wants us to win and want me to do the right decision. I feel like that's just a big step for us. And I feel it's just giving us more momentum, more confidence, just keep going, keep pushing harder, and just be ready for next week. And we just want to go 6-1 now. So it's just a mental grind. We know how long this season is, and we know what we need to do to keep winning and keep everybody together. We just got to stay as a team and just stay with our coaches, stay with each other, and just stay as a team.
which, you know what, it was good to see them stay as a team, stay confident, because I never thought they were going to be out of that ball game. But I got to admit, after what happened to Mason Crosby last year, the fact that he's been so good this year, only has the one miss, and the fact that he got the game winner and got the Lambeau Leap and everything on top of it, it was just, for a genuinely good guy, it was good to see him get all that.
And Matt LaFleur said, yeah, he was fully aware of the nightmare in Detroit for Mason Crosby last year, missing five field goals in a dome at Ford Field. And here you are now in prime time, and you've got to make that decision. There's 2 minutes left in the game. Do we score the touchdown, and do I put my good defense out there to try and get the win? Or do we trust Mason Crosby that he can do this in the clutch? On a slippery night, people were slipping on the turf all last night. It was kind of dewy out there because of the colder temperatures setting in. It looked like guys were having trouble with that. And then the Mason Crosby story. I've told you this before on the way home. We went to the Ted Thompson Hall of Fame banquet, and I got to sit at Leroy Butler's table along there with Gary Ellerson, and Jordy Nelson was there, and Mason Crosby was there with his wife, Molly. So I got to meet her, just the nicest person in the world, and talked about their family that's in Texas, and they're raising their kids in the Green Bay area. And then this story comes out that was in May, okay? On the eve of training camp, Mason Crosby is dealing with a calf injury. He's got to compete with Sam Ficken, who's now in the NFL, for his job. And his wife, in the meantime, she's got some pain, and they discover that she's got breast cancer, and they had to take away part of her left lung on the eve of training camp. So Mason Crosby is trying to keep his job, take care of their five kids. His wife is in the hospital battling cancer. This is what Mason Crosby's been going through. And what a poignant moment that this team says, we believe in you. Go ahead, take the shot, and see if you can win the game. So he talked about his Lambeau Leap and how it was all possible because of the heads-up play by Jamal Williams taking the ball down to the three.
Oh, that was so great. I mean, what a great football play. Just kind of knowing the situation, knowing that they were out of timeouts, and that if he went down there, we could run the clock out and just get the win and not give them any time. So just such a smart football play, and it was fun to see.
Did you plan out the Lambeau Leap on the sideline with this guy?
We had, yeah. We'd been talking about it for about a year, honestly, since last Monday night game winner. So usually I forget, it's like I forget to celebrate in those situations. So as soon as I hit it, I kind of was off to the right, and I saw Hunter running, and I just took off after him. And I thought it was well coordinated, and he might have helped me up there a little bit, but but that's what it's all about. I mean, he's and I think JK said he jumped up somewhere next to me, so it was awesome. And being able to celebrate with my teammates and with the fans, that was special. It's something I've always wanted to do, so I was happy I was able to get it done.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, wrap things up. Mike Clemens, our NFL insider and Green and Gold insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. He's also brought to you by our friends at Pottawatomie. Don't forget a Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. It's all happening at Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Visit paysbig.com. That is paysbig.com. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This defense doesn't give up. This team doesn't give up. Every phase of it, we all fight until the clock hits zero. We never give up, and we talk about it in the locker room at halftime that we know we got to get back to playing like us, and we can help this offense out. We can help our offense out, and we can help this team once we get back to playing like us.
Preston Smith. That defense did its job last night. Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio, and also our guy, our Green and Gold insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Boy, that defense, Mike, big night last night.
And I'll tell you what, Bill, Preston Smith from the Redskins, Za'Darius Smith from the Ravens, who was elected team captain after the win in Chicago, and LaFleur said, hey, let's put this up for a vote. So Aaron Rodgers is the offensive team captain, Mason Crosby in charge of special teams, and that means more than just three guys. That means, the 20 or so guys that rotate in on the kick and punt coverages and the other teams. Mason kind of overlooks that. And Za'Darius Smith, just in town 5 months, and he's already named the team leader. He's a vocal leader. You met him the other night, in Green Bay. Just an imposing figure, friendly, but, imposes his will on people. And that's what you need, a big dog like that, kind of a leader. And he talked about the Packers getting off to that poor start. When you got Darrell Bevell, the former quarterback coach for the Packers and Vikings coordinator and Seahawks coordinator, dialing up that flea flicker for 60-some yards. And here's Zadarius at the start of the game.
They started off with a lot of trick plays, and, you know, they gassed us on the first two, but we had to come together, man, take a break and bring the defense up, and we had to talk about what we could control, and we did that job, and as you can see, we came out with a W.
That was just did that conversation on the sideline, Mike.
Yeah, and so one of the celebrations, now I missed it, but I guess one of the celebrations during the game when the defense got a stop was the sleeping celebration. So Zadarius Smith was asked, what was that all about? And he said that he actually missed the special teams meeting. So that was in honor of him telling LaFleur that he overslept. Listen to what he told.
This morning, I didn't know we had field goal block for special teams.
Right.
And I was in the hot tub, and I was late. So I told Coach that I was late. But
tell him who texted you, though. Tell him who texted you.
Preston texted me. It was like, we need to be in here, but at the same time, I wanted to make a joke out of it. I paid my fine, but to still wake up late, just say I woke up late, put my pants on, put my shirt on. And
still got to work.
Yeah, yeah, still got to work on time.
That's great. That's
winning
great.
Games, having fun.
Yeah, that's great. The fact that he still paid his fine, and he was still fined. You know? There's your team leader. He said, look, if I can get fined, anybody can get fined. That, I love that. I mean, I appreciate what's going on right now behind closed doors.
It's pretty awesome.
Mike, good stuff. Enjoy it. We'll talk again later in the week, pal.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. That is Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. He's also brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Pottawatomie, you got to visit them. Go to paysbig.com. They got it all going on right now at Pottawatomie Hotel Casino.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.